Welcome, welcome, welcome to the social circle where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. Well, in this case, not so much because the three of us are fully vaccinated, so who gives a fuck? So I'm here joined by two good friends of mine. You know one of them, old Greg. This next guest is, this is his first time on my podcast. And he's a good friend of mine from the past. Known him since we were kids. Known him and his family. He's my main man, my best friend, my best man at my wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome G.
Say what's up.
What's up with all y'all?
So we're right here, you know, in my backyard. We're just kicking it, and we got quite a lot to talk about, you know. I haven't done the show in a while. Just a lot going on, which I'm not going to get into, but lots going on right now. I'm going to get into sports in a minute, like I always start, but right now I want to do something different. I want to start with something that's really, you know, hit home for all of us, really. Well, I'm not going to speak for y'all, but, you know, for me, it hits home. Because, like, I remember the day this happened. I remember watching the video, and I couldn't watch more than 5 minutes of it. The George Floyd case. Derek Chauvin, whatever the fuck his last name is, I don't care. He has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd last year. And, you know, I guess the main question that, you know, everybody's asking is, you know, is that enough? Like, yeah, you know, finally we you know, prosecute a cop. We, you know, get a cop for doing this and, you know, give him more than 11 months, you know, more than just a slap on the wrist and just losing his job. But is that enough? Is really the question on my mind, and I think it's on, you know, a lot of our fans' minds. To me, no, absolutely not. They should... You know, because this has been a constant thing. It's like every year, it's the same shit, you know. And they just get away with it. I think he, you know, God forgive me for saying this, but he should get the needle. You know, like you took an oath as an officer of the law to serve or protect by any means necessary. I have a lot of friends who are cops. And they are now in fear that they have a target in their back because there's one bad apple in the bunch that's not even in their city. That's not even in Boston, because I only know Boston cops. Because one cop fucks up in another state, every cop in the world has a target on their back, and that's fucked up. Because in this day and especially in this day and age, we need cops. We need, you know, people to serve and protect us. It's just not enough time. They should have given him life, or, you know, just sentenced him to death, honestly, because this is just too much. Now, I don't know if they're going to put him in gen pop or, you know, protective custody or whatever. But I'll tell you one thing, if they put him in gen pop, he's not going to survive. Absolutely not. He will not survive in gen pop. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. What's your guys' input on this? You know, the sentencing, like, do you guys think it's enough?
G.
I mean, Percy, for me, I was riled up of the death of George, but at the same time, it was a life lesson to me that all cops aren't good. But at the same time, like what
Big Drink
has said, is the simple fact that there's a few out of the bunch that are actually good, and there's a few out of the bunch that are bad. So you really can't go around hating on cops, liking on cops, because you don't know them unless you talk to them. Because I know a few cops personally who were some assholes. And Again, I know a few cops that are good, but most of the cops that I have met in Boston are some complete assholes. And that has to change, because I'm not trying to walk out of my house personally and then be scared to even go to the corner store without a cop trying to stop me. But how about you?
In regards to the sentencing, I think they should have given him 30 to life. But that's just my view on it. In regards to homicide, the old one bad apple, the problem with police isn't a one or two bad apples. It's a couple of bad orchards. And what needs to be done is those are the police officers in there, the good guys, and they follow the rules and everything else. You need to speak out. When you see something, say something. You see your partner doing something shady, illegal, using excessive force when without warranted, then, you know, speak out. If more people speak out against the corruption within the police departments, then more people will begin to trust the police department, and as such, we can begin trusting the system. You have to bring and set examples. You have to, unfortunately, there's some people that you have to truly make an example out of, and it's just like, it's sad that it had to come for all the other who've been obviously murdered over the years. I had to take a video of an officer kneeling on someone's neck, but then to finally just begin to do a minor, a Billy Eichner want. Just to get one person there, and it had to take brand riots in order for justice to come. That can't be the trend. Justice needs to be as swift as it is for everybody else. When you bind a terrorist, whatever, they're captured and they're out to justice, you need to start doing it the same as when anyone's murdered by the police. Hell, if possible, do it even in half the time. That's what needs done, is that those who are good fight the good fight, speak out against corruption, and get other support. The citizens need to support those who speak out against the corruption, and as such, we can begin to build our trust back, and we can begin to at least start reforming the system, and let's start being able to trust one another, and we can start living in this society that everyone seems to want to live in, where the police are always respected and supported. But that's just my two cents for what it's worth.
Thank you, fellas, for your intake. I'm sorry, input. I said intake. So, yeah, you know, like I said, we'll see what happens. I do think the judge is going a little bit too easy on him. And hopefully the judge will change their mind, hopefully. So you're over here, you're listening to The Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm here with my good friends, G and Old Greg. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. Switching gears now. Now we're going to talk sports. I'm going to start with basketball. You know, this has been on my mind ever since I heard the news the other day. I'm Udoka, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, is the new Celtics coach. Here's a little background on this young man. For those who don't know, he has 12 experience in the game. He was assistant coach of the San Antonio Spurs under Greg Popovich from 2012 to 2019. He's a 2014 NBA champ when they defeated Miami in 5 games. He was the most recent assistant coach of the Brooklyn Nets. And he was undrafted out of Portland State. Is he our guy? Is my question. Do I think we should give him a shot? I think yes, because we needed to get rid of Brad Stevens. You know, the Celtics needed to get rid of Brad Stevens for a long time. And I say we because I'm a hardcore Boston sports fan, as you guys, as I've told you guys in the beginning of this season. Let's give him a shot. Why not? We'll see what happens. I'm hoping good things will happen. You know, just recently we had a trade, and a lot of people think this is a controversial trade. The Celtics say goodbye to Kemba Walker and welcome back Al Horford. Along with backup, he has... We got Moses Brown. Yeah, we got rid of our first round draft pick. Gee, you told me earlier that was the 16th pick of the first round?
It definitely was the 16th pick. And how I see it, I feel like... For me, as a Celtics fan, it was kind of a ridiculous trade. Because you're giving up one of our best point guards to ever step onto the floor. What am I saying?
Onto the court.
Yeah. For two players that, okay, one was a part of our organization, but this other kid, Moses, I really don't have high hopes for him. And I especially know that he won't be seeing any game time. Because as I see it, he hasn't had the greatest record in his whole career being drafted back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
How do you feel, Greg?
I, for one, welcome Al Horford back.
Hell yeah.
I thought he was good. He was good for paint clogging rebounds, and he was good with that three-pointer. I think he was driven out, unfortunately, by the toxicity of Kyrie. And I think having him and Moses Brown will really help our depth at center and power forward. I personally wouldn't mind. Now, the best thing now is to try to get is who we start at the point guard. I personally kind of like starting the idea of starting Peyton Pritchard if we're not able to get any big names or whatever. The kid looked like he had some serious potential. He might be a little green, but I think if he's just, sometimes you got to go through baptism through fire if you really want to be good. So we'll see where we go with that. But I welcome Al Horford back. I thank Kemba for his 2 years here. I liked his attitude. He was all positivity. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. His knees were gone, and it was time to move on from him. But I do wish him the best of luck in Oklahoma City. The only thing I could say I didn't like about him was he was a Yankees fan. That's my only gripe with the guy, but, you know, he's from the Bronx, so I can respect that he's just rooting for his hometown, but go Sox, Kemba.
Thank you for that. I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot Kemba was a Yankee fan. Oh, man, there's just so much to talk about, you know, in the sports world. You know, speaking of the Red Sox. I'm going to break this down for y'all. It's now, you know, I'm going to go back to what I was supposed to do a few days ago, but, you know, things popped up. I'm gonna break down game six between the Bucks and the Nets. You know, the Bucks were able to get past the Nets. KD played 40 minutes. You know, the Bucks beat the Nets in seven, but I want to talk a little bit about I'm sorry, game seven is what I want to talk about, because KD was doing all everything. You know, the man was tired. I can't be mad at KD. I'm mad at the fact that I lost $20 in a bet that the Nets were going to go to the finals. I'm really mad at that. But whatever. Shit happened. So now we're down to the Clippers and the Suns, the Bucks and the Hawks. Clippers beat the Suns in game three. Last night, what was it, or a couple nights ago? I think it was a couple nights ago. Yeah, a couple nights ago. Clippers beat the Suns in game three by a score of 106-92. Game four will be in LA tonight. You know, Chris Paul came back. You know, he played a lot. Devin Booker is just being Devin Booker. And all right, can I please bring up game two when oh my god, game two was insane, because the walk-off dunk. Like, did you guys see that? When Paul George had missed two free throws. The Suns got the rebound, called timeout. They're back in their own side, under their own net. I forget who it was that was throwing it inbound. Tossed it up, and I forget who was the one that did the alley-oop dunk to win the game. But he did an alley-oop dunk from an inbound pass. And they won game two. And then there was some, I don't know, there was some pushing and shoving going on between the Clippers and the Suns after dude made that dunk. This is getting very interesting, guys. I think the Suns are gonna get past the Clippers. You know, I think it'll be a close series. I think it'll go six, maybe seven. But we'll have to see how game four goes tonight in L.A. in the Staples Center, which I hope they still play in the Staples Center. I hope I'm not mistaken. The Bucks, the Bucks beat the Hawks last night in game two of the Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee, 125-91. Game three will be tomorrow in Atlanta. I don't know if you guys watched any of game two last night or any of the conference finals at all, but if you have, what two teams do you like to go to the finals?
I mean, Percy, to me, as I see it, winning the whole thing, I want the Bucks. But between the Suns and the Clippers, the Suns and the Clippers, I really don't know, because again, they're two teams that haven't really shown that phase of they really want to win, because every year they get eliminated in the earlier rounds and don't make it up to that potential of they want to be in the NBA finals, the championships. So, honestly, kudos to both of those teams for making it this far. But honestly, if I was to choose two teams, it would have to be the Bucks and then the Clippers. I think that would be a really good game.
What I'd like to see in the finals is the
It's a tough one, I know.
It really is, because
I think I'm gonna go with the Suns and Hawks.
That's interesting.
I'd like to see Atlanta win it all. Just we're there, one of the they could finally see a winning team since they haven't seen one since the Braves back in the 90s.
Yeah, 95.
Closest they got was 28-3.
Because didn't they beat the Patriots?
No, the Hawks did.
They lost that game. My bad.
Yeah, when the closest they whatever is 28-3 was your last memory of a team in a championship. I feel like Atlanta's the team that I think I'd like to see the most win it. I really don't mind any of the teams winning it, but my preferred thing would be Suns versus Hawks. I think that would be a good matchup of two kind of smaller markets, and that would be something that would really drive the interest in the game, and it wouldn't be thing there. It would be like a real kind of building through the draft type of thing. It wouldn't be overly flashy with Spence, and it would be like two teams that really just work their way to the top. That's what I'd like to see.
All right.
Oh boy, I'm put in the hot seat now. I mean, this is a tough one for me because, like, I really thought Brooklyn was going to go to the finals, and my two picks was Brooklyn and Phoenix. Now I gotta change it up. I mean, Phoenix. I still believe Phoenix is gonna make it to the finals. You gotta think, you know, and it's not about, you know, the state of Arizona not winning a title since what, 2001 or two, or like what was the year that the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees? The Randy Johnson era. I would say. Yeah, Phoenix is gonna win the West, and damn, I'm gonna have to go the Bucks. I'm gonna have to go Bucks and Suns. The Bucks. I mean, like, who could stop the Freak? You know, who could stop Giannis? You know, who the hell could stop him? I thought KD had a chance at that. I thought, you know, the Nets had a chance at stopping the Freak, but they just had too many injuries. They just weren't on the same page, really, you know. And even though Kyrie and James Harden were injured and stuff, you also got to think, like, I'm not gonna you know, shit on Blake Griffin, because Blake Griffin hasn't had the pressure of being in the playoffs. You know, when he was on the Clippers, they never made the playoffs. I don't think they never made the playoffs. When he was in Detroit, that was just I knew that was going to be a to be continued. I knew he wasn't going to be on the Pistons that long. But now, you know, he's on the East Coast, and, like, you know, Brooklyn was the biggest threat of the Eastern Conference this season. You know, nobody was threatened by the Celtics and how, you know, Jason Tatum shoots and how amazing he played this season, how amazing, you know, the Celtics played this season, because, you know, I mean, let's be honest. They weren't all that this year. It was a bad year for us. I feel like, you know, if we played better defensively, offensively, we would have gotten more than just, you know, the what was it? We were the 7th seed, 8th seed, some shit like that. So yeah, I'm going Milwaukee and Phoenix, and that indeed will be one hell of a season. You got two teams and two cities who hasn't seen gold in a while. You know, you got two states. You know, like Wisconsin hasn't seen a ring since the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers winning the Super Bowl against the Steelers. I believe that was 2011. Arizona, like I said, they haven't seen gold since 2001. The Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll see what happens. I mean, personally, I agree a little bit with old Greg. You know, the Hawks and, you know, Atlanta hasn't seen gold since 95, the 95 World Series with the Braves and the Yankees. You know, that was one hell of a game, one hell of a series. But I have hope that that it's going to be Phoenix and the Bucks. Speaking of baseball, what a game last night. What a game last night with The Yankees and the Red Sox, game one of their three-game series three-game series at Fenway. The Red Sox beat the Yankees last night 5-3. What a game. What a fucking game. Like, you know, I mean, as everyone knows, the Yankees suck. And they really do suck this year. I just hope they don't make the playoffs, because, you know, the playoff Yankees are you know, I don't want to say they're not all that, because they have good players. They have really good players. But, I mean, I'm always happy when I see my Red Sox on top, you know, in first place. Are we in first place, or are we tied with Tampa?
We're like a half a game behind Tampa.
Okay. So we're in second place. We're only a half a game behind Tampa, so we got to hope that Tampa loses to whoever the hell they're playing. The Angels. Yeah. Tampa needs to lose against the Angels. We'll see what happens with that. But honestly, I wouldn't mind finishing the season in second place, because at least we'll get the playoff. You know, we'll get the playoff berth, which we've needed for a long time. Yeah, I believe game two of the Yankees and Red Sox is tonight in Fenway, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if we could sweep the Yankees again, just like we swept them in the Bronx. Let's sweep them at home at Fenway, because we love that dirty water. This is the moment of truth. We gotta talk Stanley Cup playoffs, man. Oh boy. First things first, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New York Islanders by a score of 1-0 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Yanni Gord scored the first and only goal of that game to send the Bolts back to the Stanley Cup Finals. Me personally, I'm glad that, you know, I mean, you know, I want to say hats off to the Islanders. You know, they had a hell of a year. Even though I hated them, because, you know, they beat Boston, they eliminated us from the playoffs. I was really upset at that. That really broke my heart. And that's one thing I didn't want to talk about, but I had to bring it up. You know, as a professional, I have to bring it up. But I was really hoping that they would beat Tampa Bay. Like, Jesus Christ, what the hell, you know? And I think, you know, the only reason why the Islanders really, really, you know, got this far is because they're such a physical team. You know, I think that's the reason why they beat us. Is they were just so physical. And we were just tired and beat up and shit, you know. And another thing, you know, Tuukka Rask was playing through a hip injury. And you know, he just recently got surgery for his hip injury. You know, I do wish Tuukka the best, and I hope he makes a speedy recovery so we can get back on top. You know, get back to, you know, who we are, who we were this season. Let's do it again, you know, because the closer we get, the better we are, and, you know, every season. And, you know, and don't worry, Tuukka, Swayman will... we'll take over. He will hold it down for you for when you're ready to come back and you're 100%. What do you think about Tampa going back to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, they've got... They're cheating on the salary cap, so that's a given. But they won the game and they're going to the finals. Percy, I wish both teams lose. I can't root for the Habs. I'm sorry, Montreal. I can't. As a Bruins fan, I cannot root against the arch rival. I'm sorry. If there were any other team, I can root for neither team. I can't root for Tampa Bay, because if I were to root for them, knowing that one of their home games will have Tom Brady and or Rob Gronkowski at the pregame wearing Tampa Bay Lightning jerseys is something I can't stand. I can't let Tampa won the cup last year and they won the Super Bowl. But even then, whatever. I still hate Montreal, but if Montreal beats them, I guess I could just learn to live with it.
All right. I'll take that. Speaking of the Habs, you know, as old Greg mentioned, the Habs defeated the Las Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 6 to go to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1993 when they beat the Los Angeles Kings. So we got our underdog. We got, you know, the big dog, really, is what I'll say. I'm not going to ask old Greg this question because he already said, you know, he wishes both teams lose. But, damn, I guess for me personally, I don't know. I don't want Tampa to win back-to-back, but at the same time, you gotta think, like, the Habs haven't been in the finals since 93. They haven't won it since 93. You know what I mean? Well, we got one of our neighbors over here disagreeing with me.
My new baby nephew that was born today.
Oh. So, honestly, I'm not rooting for any team. I'm going to agree with old Greg here. You know, I wish both teams the best of luck. And, I mean, I'm going to watch this series only because I love playoff hockey. I mean, who doesn't love playoff hockey? You know, but we'll see what happens. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals will be on Monday, June 28th in Tampa. Another question that's really been bothering me. Is it the Canadian border still closed?
They're working on reopening it. They're allowing the Canadians to travel because for work reasons, Canadians can travel across the US and so forth. So they're allowing Montreal to enter they lifted it for the Canadians so they could go in and play Vegas, and they're gonna allow them to continue to use it because they have to go into Florida to play Tampa.
Okay, so hopefully, yeah. We'll see what happens, really. This is a Social Circle. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. I'm here with my two good friends. Not sure what else there is to talk about here. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. I totally forgot. We are in the summer and you know, we got about less than 30 minutes to talk about this, which, you know, we won't need all that time, but, the NFL preseason is right around the corner. Now, since we're all Pats fans, I gotta talk about the Patriots. I gotta talk about the hometown team, the 6-time world champions. Hopefully, we'll win 7 someday. What is gonna happen with the quarterback position? Are we gonna have Cam Newton, or are we gonna have the rookie that we drafted out of Alabama? I believe it was Alabama, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Mac Jones. I seen his highlights in college. He's this kid has potential, I believe. But he's no Tom Brady. There could never be another Tom Brady. As much as, you know, Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick can try as much as they want to build a new Tom Brady, they cannot do it. That's like building another Michael Jordan in the NBA. That's like building another fucking, you know, Derek Jeter in the majors, or Nolan Ryan or something like that. You know what I mean? So, who do you think should be our starting quarterback this season?
Honestly, to me, I think it should continue to be Cam Newton, because not only has Cam has been in the league longer, but with the simple fact that rookies have to understand
It's not the simple fact that you did great through college. Kudos to you. But you also have to understand there has been people who has gone through the same process of you, like Cam Newton, Tom Brady, but he had it way worse. We all know the story about Tom. And then there's a whole bunch of other names that I can name. So honestly, I feel like Cam Newton should start and the kids should watch what Cam does. And if he likes his game style, go by what Cam does. But throw in what you know. How about you, old Greg?
Well, I'm going to agree with you on this, G. I think it should continue to be Cam Newton. I think let's give Newton a shot. We've got two good tight ends. We've got okay receivers. He'll have a training camp. And he'll have a preseason this year. And without the lower risk of COVID and other variables, I think it's let's give Cam a full shot or whatever. He didn't have a normal off season last year. So with having a normal off season, being able to practice and learn into the system, and according to it, there was, I forget who it was, one of the players last year, I think it was one of the McCourties was saying, oh no, it was Matthew Slater, saw that on a plane ride, Cam was studying the playbook. That shows he's dedicated. He really wants to play here. I say let's give him the thing. If he's putting in the time to dedicate to learning the system, I say let's put our support behind him. I know he's not Tom, but Tom's only going to be, when Tom walks through those doors, he's going to be wearing a Buccaneers jersey. So he's not walking into Gillette wearing a Patriots jersey. So it's us throw our support behind Cam. And there's if Cam isn't able to do whatever, then yeah, pass on the thing and see what Mac Jones can do. But I really like to give Cam a year, full year, with regularly scheduled with bands in the stands, everything else. So that way we can at least truly see what he has to offer. And if worst case scenario, it gives us a year, whatever, let Mac learn from Cam. And then next year we could start Mac Jones at QB. And from there, we can then see what happens. But I'm all in for Cam. I'm also all in for Mac Jones. I'm with whatever the coach decides. Let's just go.
I believe the term is, let's fucking go! Oh, boy. You know, part of me wants to give Cam a chance. The other part of me wants to see how Mac plays in the preseason. That's if they put him in the preseason, which I believe they will. Hell, maybe even, you know, switch off and put Jared Stidham in there. You know, I feel like Stidham didn't have that many opportunities to show himself. You know, to show himself what he's made of. And, you know, Stidham played under Brady for a bit. So I'm sure Stidham has that little bit of Tom Brady that he learned from him in training camp. Mentally, he still has that. So maybe Stidham could show Mac how Brady showed him. You know, maybe Stidham could show Cam how Brady showed him. You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, I'm really excited to see. I'm really excited for this football season. I'm excited to see Brady come back to Gillette. I can't wait to see how the game is going to play out. I'm sorry, not only Brady, but Gronk as well. We miss those guys so much. Mostly Brady because, you know, I mean, let's face it. We wouldn't be the legendary franchise we are today if it wasn't for Tom Brady. And you know, the Brady-Belichick-Kraft era will always be the best era. Like I said, there will never be another Tom Brady. There's no quarterback in the world that could take over and give us 6 rings other than Tom Brady. So let's see how it plays out. I'll give Cam another chance. Last season he disappointed me, but that's because, you know, it's his first year playing. I don't want to make any excuses for him, but I will say this. It was his first season with the Patriots. First season out of Carolina, and I feel like Carolina was an easy team for him to play for because they had just an easy schedule, really. You know, they played all these trash ass teams, and you know, let's see. Let's hope Kim will realize, you know, he's no longer in Carolina. He's no longer in Auburn. He needs to open his eyes. He needs to wake up and he needs to wake the fuck up. So, you know, Kim, if you're listening out there, all due respect, you got to wake the fuck up, kid. So we'll see how the season plays out. Preseason starts in August. And regular season starts in September. We're almost in July, you know. Summer is like halfway over pretty much. It's crazy. But we're just out here enjoying the beautiful weather while it lasts. We're going to have some rainy days next week, which sucks. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how everything plays out. I want to wish everyone, you know, all the teams that are in the playoffs right now, you know, in the NBA playoffs, I do wish the best of luck to the Clippers, the Suns, the Hawks, the Bucks, in the Stanley Cup Finals. I wish the best of luck to the Habs and the Bolts. And, you know, as of tonight, go Sox. You know, let's sweep the Yankees. Let's show them who's the real dynasty in the MLB. But that's it for me. You guys all set?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We're good here. Thank you for joining us at the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. Like I said, I'm going to say one last time. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor. And that's it for us here from Southie. Thank you for joining us. And I'll see you guys later. Big Drink out.